Has it gone shy?
It's fine. It's perfectly fine. You know, this is an audio medium. You are listening to me. But if for some reason you get a hankering to watch the YouTube clip, you will see me chilling in my bed. So there it is. I mean,
hey, you haven't actually been visually visible for a couple weeks. You know, I know you were feeling a bit under it, and like you couldn't get to your normal studio setup. We know you have the ankle situation currently, but I am happy that we'll be showing you this week, only because like there's slowly conspiracy theories building. We've had a few people think that you've been kidnapped and you're being held. So yeah, like just for the curious out there that have been concerned about your safety and well-being, you are visible. You're here.
Yeah.
There is no situation happening in Brooklyn that we got to check into.
I mean, not that I know of. I don't know what's happening anywhere. I haven't been anywhere. So if something is happening on my behalf, they did not tell me. But yes, no, I am not. I mean, I was going to say I'm not in a basement, but I am. My apartment is a partial basement. So I am partially in a basement, but you know, I pay for it as well. So it's a little different. But I swear, I am here. This is actually me.
There you go. You heard it here first, baby. Mm-hmm. Shot good money. Not good money fully, but like better than you thought.
Yeah, I'm not. I haven't been snatched up, sadly. I've not been. I'm a little harder to snatch up than one would think. Also, I'm moving slow. Like, it's not. Yeah. Who wants to come down here to snatch me up? They have a lot of work to do.
Like, even if you went along with it, it would be a challenge.
Yeah, even if I went limp, they'd be like, you know what? Never mind. This is a lot. Those stairs out there are kind of slippery. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a few weeks instead. You
know? Yeah. How long they say? Another 4 weeks and then maybe 6 weeks. Okay, we'll come back in April. We will snatch you up in April.
More kidnappers should be practical, you know? They don't talk about it enough.
They should do it on their victim schedule.
Yeah. You know, look into it.
Get the best victim that you can get. See what's going on with them.
You know, think it through, you know? Have you you know, what have you been doing during your day since you you're less mobile, you're homebound? How do you like pass time right now, Sha?
I mean, there's a lot of staring in the space. But
okay.
There's a lot of that. Sleeping, not always. I mean, I am still like remotely working.
Okay.
So, you know, I will still check emails and see if I got to send something to someone or make a call or, well, I'm not making no calls though, but you know, like, oh, I should make that call. And then I just forget about it. But, in fact, I'm coming to you off of the heels of a Zoom meeting, a work Zoom meeting that I had to go to where we discussed our, a guy came in and discussed our financial stuff, you know, like 401k talk, but because we're a nonprofit, it's like 403b or something like that.
Yeah.
Just that kind of stuff. And I tried to not fall asleep while on camera. I thought I should stay on camera since they haven't seen me since last year, but I also am bad in like conference calls falling asleep. So it's just me trying not to nod off, you know, how I would be if I was actually there.
I know your health has done that right now. Technology just did it to me. I like when life reminds us of how little we control the outcome.
You know, I do. I like it in theory.
Yeah.
I don't, I mean, that's a thing, honestly, part of the way that I spend some of my days, I try not to really get, like, fall into this trap too much, but occasionally, I'm just like, oh, well, shoot, I can't, huh, so there's nothing I can really do about this. I mean, it really is just me kind of making my peace with the fact that I just have to keep my leg up.
Yeah. You know?
I have to sit here and keep my leg up. I can't put any weight on it. Whenever I try to do something, like over the weekend, I put away a big bag of laundry and kind of straightened up my closet.
Props.
And put, you know, tuck some things away so that there's more room to kind of maneuver in my bedroom. And that's great. But then halfway through the, and then I took a shower because I finally got a shower seat.
Hell yeah.
So I able to be in the shower now. And then I did that and I got dressed, and within an hour, my right hand was just in so much pain. Like I strained it because I'm doing too much. You know what I mean? And so now I shouldn't even be holding it with this. I shouldn't be holding the mic with this hand. So now my right hand hurts, and that's my dominant hand. And that's also the foot that's hurt. So it's like carrying the weight of what the foot would do as well as what I can do with it. And it's a phone. It's the hand I hold my phone in. So it's always in a weird cramped position. So I kind of just got back after I did all of that. I got back into bed and positioned myself in such a way where I was just like, and now I'm here for the rest of the day. And that was like from 1:30 until whenever it was I went to sleep. You know what I mean? Like I was just like, oh, I can't. Like that was it. I did what honestly is probably like 2 to 3 days worth of work based on what my body needs in this morning. Cause I thought I flew too close to the sun, man. You know,
it's humbling.
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, I have to rest, not just my foot now, but also my hand.
Yeah.
So I can't really do anything. So that's when the staring off into space occurs. And I'm just like, yeah, this is, I guess life just, like, this is what I'm supposed to do, but my brain is racing about what but I can't do those things. It can be a lot. And then looking to the future of just like, oh, this is, yeah, it's a lot of curveballs, and some of them hit harder than others.
Yo, I was telling, like, I feel like I spoke to my son about this recently, because, like, I feel like most of life is like learning how to be patient with waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you could do things to like the more successful you are, the better you are at maximizing your wait time.
Okay.
And also with that, you get perks of minimizing certain waits. You know, like uber rich people probably don't like do certain lines where, like, I'm a regular dude. So, like, I got to go to like DMV line and like the doctor's line. Is when you're rich enough, you can skip those lines. Same with like food. Like, the richer you get, the less you have to wait for higher end food.
You think so?
I think so. I feel like, for example, like if I want a smoothie, I got to make my smoothie. I'm not at the place where, like, I could regularly spend $10 on a smoothie. I'll do it once in a while.
Sure.
But, like, I can't do, like, $10 smoothie every day. Whereas if you're, like, well off enough, you get the instant smoothie that I got to put in the work in for. You know what I mean? Same with, like, even, like, cooking. Like, I could do, like, I can't do Five Guys every day.
Right.
Health-wise, I shouldn't anyway. But, like,
right.
I can't regularly spend $100 on a meal that someone else preps for me. So, like, the richer you are, the more you're able to, like, cut those lines of, like, yeah, I'm going to have someone else waste their time making it for me.
Right. I mean, I get you, but I think some of the, like, the first lines that you suggested, like DMV and doctor, they cannot, I mean, they could probably find some sort of doctor thing, but government offices, the DMV, no, they got to wait because they're the ones who are huffing and puffing and hemming and hawing, and they don't have any of their shit together. They can't send Jeeves down there to get their license plate or their.
So you think like Tom Cruise goes to the DMV?
Yeah, I don't even know if he drives. I think he just runs everywhere.
Fair, fair. Okay, bad example.
But like, I mean, I don't like there are I mean, sure, there are different levels to wealth and what you're able to get and what you're able to skip. Right. But mm-hmm. I mean, within those levels, there are levels. Do you know what I mean?
OK.
So say. Say Tom Cruise doesn't have to go to the DMV, right? Say there's some company, there's something, there's some task rabbit whose job it is to go and get blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Who's bigger than Tom Cruise?
I mean, we like, what's that, the blonde lady of the moment? Why am I blanking? Travis Kelce singing.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
She's like a billionaire. She's incredibly famous.
I don't. Is she a billionaire yet?
That's my understanding. Or she's close enough that like that's a thing.
I think Tom Cruise gets in line. So say Taylor Swift now is now at a level where she don't have to go to the things.
Yeah.
Right. But Tom Cruise is still ahead of her, so she still got to wait. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Like there's always. At no point are you just like everything is handed to you and you never have to wait.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that. Because,
I mean, even Prince Harry and Meghan had to wait to find their own house. I mean, granted, they waited it out at Tyler Perry's house.
Yeah.
Before that, they waited it out in Canada because they were stranded. And that's literal royalty. Even if they take the titles from them. And they take all that shit. So now he's out of that level. But he was raised and comes from a level where that's literally, yeah, you don't have to wait. We do have people that come and do all of that for you.
Yeah. Right?
And even he still got knocked back a peg and still had to wait and all of that shit. Like, I don't think there's a, I don't know. I feel like, even within the wealth, there's still people who, there's always someone who's going to be ahead of you.
Right.
Even if you feel like, why, they just got here. Why are they? Because they're the hot thing. Especially if we're talking like Hollywood starlets and actors and like that whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
That's being disrupted all the time based on who won what.
Right, right.
Knowing that as soon as the awards season is over, those people got like 3 months before something else happens. And now we're only paying attention to whoever's in Dune 2. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no, I mean, but patience is a virtue. Like, it's a good thing to learn to be able to just kind of sit and be like, all right. Sometimes, though, you can play yourself with it, right? Where you're too patient. You're patient to a fault. At some point, you really should speak up. Yeah, and have to push. And so I think that's the tougher lesson is figuring out when you are just sitting on your butt going, well, or when you're like, nah, I can't. I need to go ahead and move forward.
Yeah.
Just being patient, shit isn't working. And I mean, that's something I battle with all the time, you know?
Word up.
Yeah.
I gotta balance my zen with when to move forward, when to attack. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what like when I think of like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, I think that's what that they're dealing with going to space. They're like they're trying not to be second on the line,
right?
And they got so rich that they passed all the other lines. And now they're like, there's new lines that like we don't even think about. So they're like, I don't want to wait in line and go to space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those two are having their own battle of, you know, but also keep in mind that like for long periods of time, when they're talking about the richest person alive, the person with the most money on the planet it wasn't always one of our great American billionaires.
Word.
It was always someone else sitting on oil money. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they had that Mexican dude with the phones that nobody knew about. Some oil tycoon. You got like a lot of like Middle Eastern money that nobody even knows how to count.
Right. Yeah. So like there's always, you know, just like Elon Musk shot a car into the fucking space. That's great. But like he also needed somebody else with more money to help him buy fucking Twitter when he ran his mouth.
Word up.
And now he's a little bit beholden to them. You know what I mean? There's always some, there's always someone ahead of you in line. There's always someone ahead of you in line.
Yeah, I love the idea of like somebody looking at Elon. Look at this kid. He's this cute little $7 billion. That's adorable.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, he's trying to buy a little .com? Okay, we'll help him out.
Yeah, like dream, that's, you know? That's wild. But that's the case.
Oh, look at that. All that. That's what we're learning right here from Shalewa's ankle injury, yo.
Yeah, I don't know. It's teaching me a lot, but
you and Elon Musk are almost the same. That's what I learned.
We are in no way the same. He's learning nothing. He's learning nothing.
He's like, I stare into space too, you know? Yeah, I do all of that.
He refuses to sit down and let things heal. He's absolutely learning nothing. I have no choice because this is all I have. He's probably got a clone. They're probably working on a clone or some shit for him.
I believe that, yo.
Yeah, my cloning days are over. Those eggs are gone.
This is the first time I've ever wanted to like end the pod with the "if you would like" this, yo. First thing. Oh man, preemptively, if you would like, Shalewa's.
Yeah, go ahead and say it now. Go ahead and say it now. We'll get it at the end.
Oh man, let's get into the news.
Okay.
Chicago area Tesla drivers stranded as charging stations were not working due to the bitter cold weather. That's right.
Speaking of this dummy.
Tesla drivers are struggling to charge their vehicles in the Chicago area as many charging stations are not working amid the freezing cold. Charging station near 95th Street and Western Ave in Evergreen Park area. Many Teslas were stranded with dead batteries from the cold. Our batteries are so cold, it's taking longer to charge now. So it should take 45 minutes and it's taking 2 hours for one charge, for the one charger that we have, said Brendan Wellborn, a Tesla owner. I've seen at least 10 cars get towed away from here because the cars, they died. They've run out of battery. It's too cold. It uses too much of the energy to try to keep the car somewhat reasonable in terms of temperature. So everybody's getting towed away and we have nowhere to charge. In the Oak Brook area, some drivers came looking for a charge and ended up waiting hours in the bitter cold. Right from outside the highway, there's a whole line of cars, over 20 cars, all Teslas. And you can look around here. Every single car is a Tesla car. Full with Tesla cars is the whole parking lot. For many drivers, it was too late. Their cars died during the long wait. And they had to leave their vehicles stranded and wait for stations to get up and running again.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Look, yeah. I mean, look, I am very concerned about the world for the future. I get it. And I understand that we need to look at alternative sources of energy for the various things. And I know cars spit out a lot of yuck.
Word
that
up.
Said, give me a yuck spitting car. Do you understand? I don't even want power windows. Do you see what I mean? I got it.
I miss doing that action. I miss
that action. And also when your battery dies, you can roll your window up.
Word up.
Without waiting on the battery. I don't want to have to immediately, something's wrong with my car. And I know that's $175 off rip for them to look at the computer, without even looking at. I don't want it. I don't want it.
No.
That's just me. Now, would I consider a hybrid? Yes.
Yeah.
I just need to be able to roll up somewhere, put a little something in there. I don't care what it is. If it's regular gas, if it's diesel, if it's fucking, you know, grease from a fryer. Yeah. Have you encountered one of those cars?
I've seen it where like they put like weird, like, they put the grease from like this used from like restaurants.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a diesel car that's been converted and they use like whatever. I'll smell like French fries forever. I'm fine. I just need to be able to put a little something in it so that I'm not stranded with. And you know, the other thing about Teslas is they can't get wet. Like, cause it's all electric. Like, so if the undercarriage gets wet, the car goes and then stops. You know, if you live anywhere where there's like sand, that shit fucks up a car just off GP.
Yeah.
But now you've got your precious little Tesla. The door handles freeze. And have you seen the door handles on a Tesla?
Nah.
They are flush with the car. And you have to press one end of it to get the other end to stick out. And then you got to grab that end that sticks out. And then you can pull it up and open. But it's completely flush with the car. So when all of that freezes, you got to get it. There's nothing to even grab underneath. You have to pull. You have to poke it out first before you. So handles are freezing over. People are throwing hot water on the fucking car. The car's like, and then it won't work anymore. Like, stop being a little bitch, Tesla car. You ain't built for these streets, Tesla car.
Tesla car, stop being a little bitch. That's a bingo card you ain't expect to hit right there. I like that. Yo.
Just stop being a little bitch. You know
that's
what I
mean? Review right there, yo. I like that.
Y'all ain't even all that cute, Tesla cars.
Yeah, I don't like them at all. Over and over again, I see them. I don't think they look nice.
Yeah.
They're overpriced. They feel cheap.
They feel cheap.
Right? Am I bugging? Like, I feel like they have a lot of, like, toy energy to me. Like, when
I see and you know what? It's because it has that fucking television in the front instead of the information you need.
Yeah.
That makes it feel like you're not in a real car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first car where I feel like I could, like tip it over if I run at it hard enough. You know, like.
It feels like it. Yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't look like I'm genuinely worried that like the wind is going to blow it away. You know, like it's just not sturdy to me.
It just, yeah, it's not, it doesn't feel sturdy. It doesn't feel like it's made of strong enough stuff to withstand ice. And yeah. I mean, I've seen clips of all kinds of cars slip on ice, but I feel like a Tesla will literally be like a cartoon. Just like, So I hate that, but I do hate that for anyone who has an electric car that's not Tesla, that, you know, it being super cold and it maybe not being able to charge. But I also feel like other car companies that have electric cars were car companies first.
Yeah.
So maybe they thought about that kind of thing, perhaps, or they tested it, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah,
like, I feel like I'm pro the idea of these type of vehicles. I want people to
Exactly.
Like, sincerely, I think it's great that like we're trying to like look at alternative fuels, save the environment. Y'all went too fast. Like, the Tesla is clearly built for like California. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
and not, you know, well.
And not and, well.
And like, not well.
So like you bringing it out to Chi-Town, like that is not the same environment at all.
No, it
wasn't ready. And, like, clearly it wasn't, because this is something that, like, people from Chicago would have told you, hey, yo, it gets cold over here, you know? Like, and they're used to other things not working when it's cold.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So they would have brought it up in, like, the meetings. Hey, yo, what you going to do when it's cold? Like, does it, you know, like, turn into a coat? Like, what happens, you know?
Yes.
Like, there needs to be a plan.
It needs to be able to handle two things. The hawk. And when it's brick,
yeah.
Can you handle the hawk and can you handle brick? You can't handle either of those. I don't know if I need you. I don't know if I need you in my life. That's for cars. That's for people. That's for pets. I need you to be able to handle those things.
Yo, and like on top of that, like you finally figured the car out. Apparently, you ain't spend no time looking at the chargers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? How you don't like adapt the charger to these different places?
And I don't even know how they add chargers to things. I know someone who is in an apartment like building, not a big one, just like a building that's been converted into apartments. And their landlord recently added a charger because they were getting ready to rent out an apartment. Like it was, someone was like, well, I have an electric car. Can you? And the landlord's like, we absolutely can. And then they put a charger in there. And I'm just like, what? How do you do that? Where do you? I thought you need like permits and stuff, but you just put a charger at the end of your shed?
No. No figure. Yeah, I'm going to look into that too now. Screw it, you know?
I mean, honestly, that is it's a huge, like if you're trying to rent out a place or sell a place, including a charger for your electric car. And also, are the chargers not interchangeable?
I think there's some of them that do any car that's electric, but there's definitely some that are only like Tesla. That's been changing, you know, more and more. They're able to charge any car because it'd be problematic, right? Like it'd be like a way to get a monopoly.
Because I feel like the only ones I see are Tesla ones, and I'm like, that's not fair. If I got a Chevy Volt, what am I supposed to like? Literally, just plug that into what? Where do I? Like a light post that has an outlet at the bottom? Is that what I'm doing? That's not fair.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that was marketing and they could actually charge all the other ones or if that honestly was like, no, Tesla only.
Yeah, I hope. Only electric cars are like the Rivian joints, I think it's called.
Oh, like, I hear good things about those trucks. Yeah.
Yeah, they look fine to me. I would definitely cop that. But, yeah, like I need to know that they're going. I'm waiting for a lot more friends to cop. I want to know that they're not getting stranded in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I make that plunge, that jump.
I only know one person who owns a Tesla, and they're out in California.
Yeah.
They're out in L.A. or whatever. But I mean, I hope there's no mudslides or nothing. Like I don't.
I know one Tesla owner here, and that person is 68 years old and retired. Mm-hmm. So they're like, yeah, like when it's cold, I just don't go out. And I can't make that choice. That's a different lifestyle, my G. Like,
yeah, that wouldn't matter what car they had.
Exactly. Like, that's the Tesla got nothing to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I don't go out when it's under 40. Oh, word? Yeah. Like, wow. we don't live the same life. When it's cold outside, I just worry, but I still go.
That might honestly be who the Tesla is for.
Yeah.
People who don't go out in extreme weather. Mm-hmm. What is that, rain? Nah, no, I'm good.
I'm good. You know, me and my car ain't for that, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, because everything they said, they were saying it like it was a sales pitch, but it just further proved that they don't deal with real life. They were like, yeah, like I only got to wash it like once every like 6 months. I'm like, yeah, because you only go out when the weather's perfect. Like, you know what I mean? Like your car hasn't been through anything. I'm living life. Like I got kids to take to appointments.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the weather doesn't change what I'm doing that day. I still have to go do the stuff. You are in a different place in your life. You're like, only go out under comfort.
I can't wait until they start selling used Teslas with that whole old stereotype of just like, look, an old lady owned this. She only drove it once a week to and from church. She had her groceries delivered. It's, you know, it's a untouched. It only has 157 miles on it. She had it for 10 years. Never went in. She literally lived next door to her church.
They got to sell you on what was, like, she only plugged in a toaster.
Right.
You know, like,
she never
even used the whole battery. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Battery's practically brand new. Charged.
She had an iPod shuffle, okay? Like, minimum power used on this bad boy.
Just hummed to herself. She never played the radio. She never did anything.
Oh, man. In other news, earthquake in Japan. A woman in her 90s was found alive under the rubble 5 days later. That's right. Rescue workers discovered her in the wreckage of a two-story building in the town of Suzu. 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck the Japan seacoast and flattened the towns on the remote Noto Peninsula. More than 120 people, unfortunately, have been confirmed dead, with 200 or more missing. But a woman in her 90s has been found alive under the rubble 5 days after the devastating earthquake. Yeah, that's wild. First 72 hours of the rescue operation are considered critical because after that, obviously, the chances of finding people alive drop substantially. Two women were found days after the window closed.
Man, that's wild. Also, that earthquake? 7.5.
Yeah, right. That's brawling.
That's really big. I didn't even know that happened, which is...
You're breaking up a bit there, Sha.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
There used to be a time when you'd hear about earthquake countries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, normally.
Not anymore, yo. We got too many devastating news things now. Like, like a 7.5 wasn't even a big deal.
Right. That's a huge earthquake.
Yeah.
I feel like 20 years ago, I have friends that would have had a benefit show of some sort.
Yeah.
For the people who were affected by this earthquake.
Yo, real
talk. And now I wonder if anyone even knows that this happened.
That's real. That's in a different place.
Yeah, what? That's wild. I thought we were in a world where we got more information, but we don't anymore, do we? We don't know. It's the same terrible information.
I think we get so much that, like, certain terrible doesn't even register.
Yeah, I guess so. But also, like, you're able to build the way you take in media and entertainment.
Mm.
And so you can just, with all those choices, you can just not get any of that news.
Yo, we ain't on the earthquake zeitgeist, yo. We don't keep up with that.
Yeah, but also we don't only get news from like a handful of news sources.
Yeah.
So we're not all on headline news at the same time that someone's just like, hey, there was an earthquake in Japan.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Yeah, like that's just not happening anymore.
Yo.
You know, in order for me to see like local news or even CNN or whatever, I have to log on to my roommate's mother's Dish Network.
Shouts to your roommate's mama.
I know, you know, and even
appreciate
then, now my local news is like Mobile. So,
I get local news at the gas station from the little TV.
See, that's what I mean.
Straight up.
Like, there are so many places to get it that we just don't get it.
Yo.
Ugh. Oh, my God. I mean.
It's a problem. Where you should get your local news from.
I don't get local news. I don't. And it drives me insane, honestly, because I don't have the kind of antenna in order to get New York local
news. Yeah, I'm realizing that now. You're right.
I don't get, and I'm just like, I truly have no idea. I look at a site called Gothamist.
Okay.
Online, and then I read the New York Times and try to look through the New York section. As problematic as that is, I mean, what do I care? You know what I mean? Whatever. It's a New York Times.
You get the physical paper?
No. Honestly, at my job, we do. Mm. So if I wanted to, at my desk, I could read one. And some people do kind of take it. But I mean, I just look at the online one. But I read it pretty much every day. You know, I look at that. And Gothamist is kind of the only way I could find out about New York-based things. And that's kind of been it. Maybe I can watch news. So I don't have a relationship with... And then also my internet provider isn't Spectrum or whatever. So I don't get... New York One or NY One or whatever that channel is.
Yeah.
And I don't get any of the local New York things. So I don't have the relationship with the newscasters that you would have because, you know, you've seen them for years and you're like, hey, that's my guy for whatever, right. You know? Yeah, I don't have that. I really, like, I've been here almost 11 years. And I really have been doing New York. The way that I've been doing New York has been so, like, weirdly stealth, where I kind of know nothing about it.
Yo.
So, yo, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I hate Mayor Adams, and I'm happy to finally have a mayor to hate. You know, have my own mayor to hate.
Everyone deserves one, you know?
Yeah, you know, because I mean, who was it when I got here? Maybe it was Bloomberg when I got here, but then, you know, we had de Blasio. And I didn't hate that guy. I was just like, he doesn't seem to know what he's doing. But that was the vibe from the beginning. But I mean, Mixie Adams, Mayor Mixie Adams, I absolutely can't stand. And so that feels good.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? To have like a New York, like, yeah, fuck my mayor. You know, like that's nice.
Real talk. You need that, yo.
You do.
Like, I was kind of like mad when, like, I'm glad we've come full circle on this because, like, the last guy I really felt that for was Giuliani.
Sure. What? Yeah. I hated him from far away.
Yeah. I didn't like that dude at all. He didn't give me good vibes. Then, like, 9/11 hit, and, like, everybody was like, yo, he's a hero. So I was like, all right, I can't publicly diss this dude. People gonna think I'm, like, shitting on, like, America. And, like, he slowly, like, gave away all of that good karma by continuing to be himself. And everyone caught up. But, man, I was tight for years. I'm like, yo, this dude is evil. How do you not see it?
Right.
You know? But, yeah, I agree. It, like, it connected me with other people, you know, mm-hmm. Like they'd be like, yo, I don't like Giuliani either. I'm like, good. And then like, it brought community together. Like we needed a bad guy we could all agree with. I honestly think like just as much, like even if you're not I don't even know if we need a mayor. I just think we need an elected shitty person.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like just like, yo, your job is for all of us to dislike you to bring together the community.
Right.
You know, I think mm-hmm. that's important. I'm cool with voting for a mayor. I agree. I think there's positive things they can do, but I also want like to vote for someone I don't fuck with. Like, I think like Mayor Adams shouldn't be mayor, but he should be public shitty dude. I like all of us coming together and not liking this guy.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, that's his role. He seems to think his job is being public shitty dude.
Yo, he crushing it.
Yeah, that, you know, he's crushing. He's absolutely
bodying that,
doing it very well.
Being a fake vegan, not helping. Yeah. You know what I mean? You killing it out there with that.
Probably
yo.
Not, and never have living in New York City.
He only shows up for the parties, yo. Real talk.
That's it. Parties and opening. That's it.
Oh man! In other news, a remote worker who starts his job at 7:30 a.m. and takes late afternoon off, says the schedule makes it a lot easier for them to manage his focus and energy. I mean,
good for him.
Yeah, I'm like, good. You got life figured out.
Yeah, that's, look, I am, the way these people, and they're still bucking up too, these office people,
mm-hmm.
They are still just like, y'all got to come in the office. I don't know what I'm doing if I can't see you. And I'm just like setting these arbitrary like guidelines and rules and attendance, mandatory attendance things. And like, it's silly, especially if the nature of your job, it can be done at a different time and you're willing to do that.
Yo, you're still getting the work done.
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Oh, this article covers this guy, Tom McGinnis. McGinnis is 60 years old, and he's one of many American remote workers who has been taking afternoon leisure time. He works from 7:30 a.m. till about 3 at his sales job, takes the afternoon off, And then he checks in once before dinner time to still get in his full 8 hours. He says that this type of schedule has worked for him for over 20 years, and it's becoming increasingly more popular. Breaking off and making my schedule the way it is now makes it a lot easier to manage my focus, my energy, and my overall attitude with the way I approach the work that I do. It's been good. Mm-hmm. Research from Nick Bloom and Stanford University economist and his colleague Alex Finan has been tracking remote work, and it's led to apparently more people doing leisure activities in the afternoon. And it's benefiting the economy because we're seeing people visit more golf courses, going to malls, and spending time in the afternoon, going to dentists, shopping, doing things that they need and enjoy to do. And it also recharges their battery to complete their work task. A lot of perks.
Think of doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
And yeah, like it said, going to the dentist, like those kind of things, like it makes complete sense to do it that way. If you're a morning person.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally works 7.5 hours.
Yeah.
And then he goes to do whatever he wants to do. And then he comes back for that last half hour.
Yo, checks his emails, responds to the last bit of questions.
Right. Peace. And then he's out. And I'm not saying that should be everyone's schedule. I'm saying that everybody should be free to do that kind of thing if they want to. If they're not a morning person and they come in, if they want to work till 8 at night and they come in at 12 and they do whatever, like, let them have it. You know what I mean? I used to work at a call center.
Yeah.
And they needed people first thing in the morning, starting at 9 to start making calls or to start accepting customer service calls.
Yeah.
And then they needed people at night also.
Okay.
So I would work 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. I would leave at 1. And then I would come back at like 5.
Yeah.
And then work until 9 at night.
Oh.
And so I just had that middle chunk of the day available. Where I would go home and take a nap.
Yo.
Because I was young and I was at the club all the time. So I would come in, glitter still on my face, 9 in the morning. Take these customer service calls, 1 o'clock, everybody's going to lunch. I'm going home. I eat a little something, check in on my mom, eat a little something, go to sleep, wake up, wash the rest of the glitter off, go home or go to work, work at night where it's just a bit more of a chill environment. It's not so, but you know, you're still getting work done. End of that day and then go out.
But
people would be like, what a weird schedule to have. Like, why wouldn't you want to be here in the middle of the day? Well, you know what? In the middle of the day, I start like nodding. Yeah. I start dragging. So why don't you just let me go home and take that nap? And then I can come back. I'm refreshed. I don't need a lot of time. Give me an hour nap or so.
Yeah.
Let me go home, eat what I want to eat in enough time, take a nap, get up, come back. And my bosses were just like, I mean, normally we wouldn't do this, but that would take care of our needs. Having someone here at 9 in the morning, someone here at 5 in the afternoon. Like, all right. And I did that for a few years.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You know what when you're mentioning that, it actually, it makes me wonder, like, why don't people do this more? Because, I think about college, like you have so many people that like refer to that as like their best time of their lives, mm-hmm. and they're doing an immense amount of work, study, but they're able to dictate their schedule. They look at the classes available. They put it at a time that benefits them. They work it around what they're trying to achieve. And, you know, everyone does it different. No one cares as long as you finish. So I know people that like, yo, I take 6 classes 2 days a week and I take 5 days off. You got people that take 1 class the whole week, 6 days, mm-hmm. coming 6 days a week for an hour and a half. And then they do their own studies. You got People that like, yo, I'm a work with a professor, do self-study. They all figure out their own system that works for their brain. And then at the end of it, they're like, all right, cool. Now all of you got to work 9 to 5. It's insane. You know?
Yeah. To go back to those. That's why I always ended up working in places where it was like, either I got there very early and I opened the place.
Yeah.
Or I just stayed and closed. But that middle part of the day, I was just like, I'm a little groggy. I don't know what's going on. Because I need a nap, like a toddler. I need a nap.
Amen. I dig it, yo. If you would like to support more adults living like toddlers, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You dictate your nap time, okay?
I mean, I think I've already told everyone my dream of opening up a nap center, right?
Chalet was nap center.
Yeah, just little pods. People are probably doing it. I don't know, but I bet Japan's is all over this. Where in the middle of the day, you go in and you rent a pod, and you just go and you take a nap. You know, I mean, you gotta be alone. Like when I first thought of it, and then I got older and I was like, we're going to need to take some precautions.
There's got to be some rules in it, okay?
Yeah, I don't think y'all are just going to come here to nap. So I need to make sure that we understand that this is for sleeping. You know,
Chalet was nap only pod business.
Nap only. You can decide what kind of.
That's kind of the name right there. Nap only.
Nap only?
Yo, that's kind of fire, yo.
Sometimes, Gaster, you say things and it sounds fly, but it's only because it's in your Brooklynese. The rest of us say it and it sounds ridiculous. And then you say it and you translate it into Brooklyn and we're like, no, actually, that does sound good when he says it.
That shit sounded hard, y'all. Y'all real talk, B. You been a nap only? That shit popping, my G. Real talk.
Oh, man.
I'm with it, yo. Real talk. Get your tickets to nap only. You know what I mean? 2024, nap only. It's a festival. We show y'all how to sleep in various different ways in pods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Get your tickets. You know what I mean? If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Admittedly, we will be taking naps before reading them.
During a nap.
During a nap.
Yeah, I just hold my hand to the screen and I get it via osmosis.
With all that said, I am the about to take a nap, Gastromonte. With the currently waking up from a nap, Shalane Sharp.
Yeah, I'm already there. I'm literally in bed. So
this has been the coziest episode of the War Report. You know, catch y'all next time. Ha 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 ha!